Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hi there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your hump day edition of the BTN News Show. Yes, it is Wednesday, November 25th, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and we got it for you like we always do in about 5 minutes. All right, start off today with Hacker News and Spotify. Could you be one of the 350,000 accounts out there where its password was actually leaked by third-party data? Well, you might be. Now, a company called VPN Mentor, they discovered a buttload of hacked account data available online. And as the story goes, this information was used by, you know, hackers, and they actually gained access to the streaming platform, that platform being Spotify, of course. Now, what's interesting to note about this data leak was actually found out in July, and Spotify was also informed about it in July. What month is this again? Yeah, many months later, I guess they decided to say, hey, maybe we should reset some passwords. Now, we do have to say that Spotify itself, yeah, they were not breached, but the login details were aggregated from other hacks. It's also good to mention, too, that if you're one of the idiots out there that likes to use the same password over and over and over again for everything you do online, you better be changing everything, and then after that, change passwords for everywhere, too, just to be safe. But I got faith in our audience. You don't do that, do you? Do you? Please say no. So yes, if you got an email yesterday saying that your Spotify password had been reset, now you know why. Did you get yourself a HomePod mini ordered, and is it on the way? Well, count yourself as one of the lucky few out there. Yeah, apparently the availability of the HomePod mini, supplies are dwindling. In fact, shipping times now across Europe have already slipped into sometime next year. So if you haven't got your order and it's on the way and you're in the United Kingdom, France, or Spain, delivery time for your HomePod mini now may take anywhere from about 5 to 6 weeks. Definitely not going to be there in time for Christmas, that's for sure. Now, a lot of this also is depending on colors, too. Depending on what part of the world you're in. If you're in Canada and want the space gray model, it takes about 4 to 5 weeks for it to arrive. That is if you place it right now. But if you want the white HomePod mini, yeah, that takes 5 to 7 weeks. Of course, there's always the in-store pickup options. There are a few left on the shelves here and there, and is probably your only shot of actually getting one now in time for Christmas. Be forewarned, however, though, in many countries right now, since supply is so constrained, HomePod mini orders are actually limited to 2 per customer currently. Get ready for 400 games coming to Stadia from Google. Yeah, you heard that correct. 400 games are on the way for the Stadia game streaming service. If you think that's a lot of games, well, there's a lot of developers behind those games too. In fact, 200 of them. Now, unfortunately, we don't have exact release dates when we're going to be seeing all of these 400 games. We just know that they're coming. Though we do know most will be arriving in 2021. And after that, we'll gradually probably roll out more and more and more as the year rolls on. Of course, currently right now, Stadia has about 100 or so games that are already available. And the ultimate goal apparently for around next year is to have almost 1,000 games available on the platform. And a lot of those games, yes, will be exclusive. And finally, got $156,000 laying around? Yeah, me neither. Apparently somebody did, and they thought, well, what better thing to buy than Super Mario Bros. 3? Yes, Super Mario Bros. 3, that old Nintendo game from many moons ago, just became the most expensive game ever sold, overtaking the original by $42,000. Yeah, in case you don't remember, the previous record holder for the most expensive game ever sold was Super Mario Bros., which actually sold for $114,000 just back in July of this year. However, though, according to Heritage Auctions, which is the place that sold the game, there were a couple of extra little bonus factors. Apparently, this box had bros that actually went over Mario's hand a bit. That was actually changed on later releases. Oh, and did I forget to mention, this thing was also sealed, too. And apparently a pretty good seal, which actually gave the sealed game a WADA 9.2 A+ rating for the condition. The previous Super Mario Brothers? Yeah, it was only a 9. Yeah, I don't really know these things either. I'm not that geeky enough. I'm sure you collectors are out there going, whoa. Now, here's the big question. Whoever bought it, are you gonna open it? Come on, you know you're tempted to. Got a story? No one else is listening? Send it on over to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Our website is located at BritishTechNetwork.com. You can get all the BTN podcasts over there and so much more. You can also give us a like on Facebook, too, of course, at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join our community over at our Slack room by simply visiting BritishTech.slack.com. The new show, as you probably guessed, listeners, will be taking a couple of days off. I personally will be celebrating the Thanksgiving holiday. Those of you in our audience, particularly our U.S. listeners, hope you can celebrate the holiday too. Be safe. We don't know why this year. Hopefully we'll all be able to do our normal Thanksgiving celebrations next year. So being the Thanksgiving holiday, the new show will be returning next Monday, and we'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be happening. But until then, have a great and safe Thanksgiving, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.